Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we are coming to you live from the beautiful, sparkly, emerald city, almost, that we can see a little bit today. But, you know, who's complaining? It's Monday, it's cloudy, and we had a great weekend. And also, coast to coast, our WBLQ affiliate, CRN affiliates everywhere. And we want to thank them for joining us. I know I see Chris right now with his studio. Isn't it interesting? We have these two studios coast to coast. And WBLQ, I believe, is like one block from like the Atlantic Ocean. Benny, did you know that? One block from the big Atlantic Ocean. You get that? Where the water is like freezing cold. Not that it's not freezing cold here. But I want to welcome all of you to the show. And thank you for joining me here today. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce is joining me. And by the way, Dr. Ronnie will be starting her brand new show. So I love this. I love, love, love that you're going to get to hear Dr. Ronnie's message on a regular weekly basis. But here's what we're talking about today. We're talking about chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, what does that mean? Well, you're going to hear about what it means today. You're going to hear about how it affects your life. And you're going to hear about why it's been some of the most misunderstood diagnosis we have going on right now and how important it has been for lobbyists and advocates to get everybody's attention on this. Dr. Ronnie is the founder, and you've heard her on the show before. She is the founder of Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. But more importantly, she's a best-selling author, and we're going to tell you about her book in a minute. But all of this is in celebration of what she has said yes to. You know, somebody that went through the pain and the agony and watching her body deteriorate only to decide, you know what, I'm going to go back to school and I'm going to find out everything I need to find out on how to help people so they don't have to go through what I went through. And so here we have Dr. Ronnie. And Dr. Ronnie has been somebody that not only has gone back to school and has people coming from all over the world to her retreat center on Martha's Vineyard, but she knows the importance of detox. You're going to hear about how to clean up your body. You have the Escape for 5 Days, which is coming up May 21st. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about why it's so important for all of us to stay educated and informed. Dr. Ronnie, thank you for joining us here today. Chronic fatigue syndrome. I mean, no one was ever paying any attention to that a few years ago. Do you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show.
Isn't chronic fatigue syndrome complicated?
Yes, it is.
I understand. You know, I love talking about these complicated things. It's so complicated. It's like it's just not one symptom. It's all these different symptoms, and then people get confused. No wonder doctors don't know what to do for us, because we present with all of these different symptoms, and they're all confused. And then I have to talk a little bit about insomnia, because that's confusing. It's half the population seem like they have insomnia. But the first thing I always tell people when they come to the retreat, and they do come to the retreat with chronic fatigue syndrome, and they come to the retreat with fibromyalgia, and they're not really sure which came first or which one they have. But the most important thing I always tell people is that I know that in the 1970s they called chronic fatigue syndrome the yuppie flu. I don't know if you remember, because I go way back.
Yeah.
Remember the yuppie flu, and they said, you know, a lot of people have it, and, you know, high-income people have it. And they didn't know what to call this thing, okay? In And then later on, 10, 20 years later, they started calling it the invisible disease.
Yes, that's right.
It's all in your head.
Right.
Take
now,
some Prozac.
Yeah. Well, now that's been replaced by Lyme's disease. Although,
exactly,
you know, now it's like, really? But, you know, chronic is the word here.
Yes, I'm telling you. You know, and up to 20% of the society have it. You know, whenever I hear statistics like that, or they'll say, like, you know, 10 and, you know, 50 people and all of this, I always look around the room and I go, okay, one of us have this thing. Which one of us have it? And, you know, we all get, you know, really nervous around conditions like this only because we don't get a clear-cut answer to how to treat it. And I said, the first thing you have to do is you have to rule it out, rule out other things. And that's what a lot of doctors try to do, because, you know, they still don't have the answer to what chronic fatigue syndrome is. But what they do know is they either rule out cancer, they rule out AIDS, they rule out liver disease, they rule out kidney disease, they rule out Lyme disease, they rule out hepatitis C, and on and on and on. And then after they finish ruling out all these things, they say, well, you probably have it. But that don't make it, because if you don't get the diagnosis, then you can't get insurance to help you, and that's a whole nother political mess. So diagnosing chronic fatigue syndrome requires a lot of work. It creates a lot of stress with people, because the number one thing is okay, give me the diagnosis so that I can get on medication and I can get well. If you never get the diagnosis, how are you going to get on medication and how are you going to get well? So it's so complicated. And, you know, the symptomatology ranges from headaches to depression to a lot of neurological problems. There's breathing problems. You have palpitations. Some people have visual problems. So horrible, horrible pain. They're on a lot of pain medication with this. And, you know, one of the things that happens when you get all of these different types of symptoms, the team approach is needed. Like, you don't just go to one doctor or general practitioner. That's what used to happen 50, 100 years ago when I was first born. But now you have to have a team approach. You have to have a rheumatologist to help with some of your joint stuff.
Yeah.
You have to have a medical psychologist to give you the help with your anxiety and your depression, because you're not sure whether all this is in your head or whether it's really happening. You're all messed up by that point. Then you have to have a naturopathic doctor, because you don't want to get on all these medications that the allopathic doctor is putting you on. And then you have pain in your joints, so then they say, well, you need a physical therapist. And I'm telling you, no wonder people give up, because that's only half of the therapist that you end up seeing. So the thing that I always tell, and I do get a lot of people coming to the retreat with this, the first thing I say, let's deal with first things first, pain. Let's deal with the pain, and let's get you some sleep.
Yeah.
So you realize when people say they have chronic fatigue syndrome, we think they're sleeping all the time. Well, half the people are not sleeping because they're tired, but they can't sleep. That is a horrible, horrible feeling, to be tired, laying in your bed with not being able to sleep. And that's why I wanted to put these two things together, because it's confusing to a lot of people when you say you have chronic fatigue syndrome. They go, well, you must sleep all day, right? Well, no, not really. You're run down. You probably have a lot of symptoms like pain. You probably have brain fog. You have memory lapses. And you also have what's called depression and anxiety, with the feeling of hopelessness. So that's why you have to have a team approach. And the other thing that I always tell people, even if you have to travel around the country, you have to go to every single specialist until you get that diagnosis. And nowadays, there are a lot of specialists that actually specialize in chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. They even have a huge support group. About 20 years ago, I had one of the largest support groups in the country, and that was in Thousand Oaks, California. I had people coming from all over. And this was like 25, 30 years ago. But today, they have many support groups for this condition, because some of the symptoms of people feeling hopelessness drives people to not getting well, because it's hard to get up out of your bed.
Mm.
That's why you need a lot of support. And when you do get up out of your bed, because you have brain fog, you're not sure what to do first. You know, you have to say, well, put your one foot forward so that you can get on that telephone and start making some appointments. And that's you're already tired. So now after making the appointment, you have to get to the doctor. So it's a horrible, horrible thing. The pathophysiology behind chronic fatigue syndrome is a lot of neurological symptoms, and a lot of times it shows up when you have an EEG. A lot of patients have an EEG that shows activity waves in the brain that's not helping them deal with some of the decision-making that they have to do every single day around this illness. And that's why it's so hard to treat, because by the time you go to the doctor, they look at you and go, well, what took you so long? And what they don't realize, what took a person so long to get to the doctor, is that they couldn't. They're not lazy people. They just didn't have the brain mentality or the brain energy to get themselves to the doctor to get well. And that's why I tell everyone support groups are very, very important to go to, because then the understanding that you get from other people that have this condition is what helps you to get help. It's a horrible disease, and I think that today, even though we've come far,
yeah,
we still don't have the answer.
Mm.
And so we don't have the answer, so what we're treating it is like gunshot treatment is like you present yourself with the symptoms, and then you treat the symptomatology, but it never goes away. So you're constantly struggling with what to do. When we get people at the retreat with chronic fatigue syndrome, the first thing we try to get them to do is sleep, because you have to get adequate amount of sleep in order to deal with the treatment that we're going to present to you in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we find that's happening is a lot of people, once they have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, we find out that a lot of them have hormonal maladjustments or hormonal deficiencies. The other thing that we're finding that they're having a hard time with is, we call it low-grade infections and viral, viral infections that are just basically at the cellular level.
Well, Dr. Ronnie, let me ask you about that, and I want to go to break and talk about this when we come back. You know, are we seeing those viral infections as a result of the body's inability to handle what's going on? I mean, what I mean by that is, you know, when you get something like chronic fatigue and all of the other things that come along with it, the joint pain, so forth and so on, the body is like working crazy to try to handle all of these things. So does that, in fact, decrease the body's immune system and hence now all of these other infections? That and much more. We're talking about chronic fatigue. For those of you out there that want to ask Dr. Ronnie a question about this, this would be the time to do it. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
You tell me you're gonna play it smart.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Are you living your life with grace in you? How about creating a gratitude time just for yourself each day, using the magnificent power of gratitude combined with your time, may enhance the quality of your life tremendously. The essence of gratitude vibrates at a very high frequency, and by taking time bathing in gratitude each day, you will transform your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, and your results like magic. By writing your 5 gratitudes a day in your journal, you open yourself up to new possibilities to live your life to the fullest. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your gratitude journal and bungee bookmark infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads. Made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels, Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Kill that, didn't I? Dang! It's killing it! Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. It's Talk Radio. You see the smile on Benny's face.
Killing it. Not, I don't think in the good sense.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio. Hey, I'm going to give you my Nicki Minaj impersonation.
No, not, I don't. No, thank you. I'm going to be polite and not ask for that.
We're just having too much fun. You know, Dr. Roddy and I could talk about chronic fatigue and still have fun. You know why? Because we've been there. We know what it's like. You know, Dr. Roddy, thank you for joining us here today. Hope I didn't ruin that song for a lot of people out there. Oh, man. You know, look it. This is serious in a lot of ways. And I think you and I get to laugh a little bit about it. Because we know what it's like to be carrying this stuff around in our bodies.
Definitely.
And we also know what it's like to be able to get some help for it.
Right.
You know, the question I think that I raised before the break is an interesting one. You know, and it's the question about co-infections and infections. Because almost every kind of thing you hear out there, you know, we ultimately get to the point where we start to say, oh, and by the way, you know, now people are getting infections and this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, this is like a chicken and the egg question, Dr. Roddy.
That's right.
Did the individual have the infections first and then the overactive immune system mask it? Or does the immune system go into overload like a car that has 300,000 miles on it and start not to work properly? And hence, here we have the infections.
It's amazing that that's a great question. I've been asking myself that question for years and years and years. And you know what? I think it's both because you know the CMS chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia leads to a dysfunctional immune system. Okay, we know that. So the underlying infections, the underlying bacterial viral infections. Also contribute to chronic fatigue syndrome and also contribute to a dysfunctional immune system. So it's a vicious cycle. And then at the same time, the treatment is also creating some dysfunctional immune system problems. Because would you believe that half of the people are on pain medication, Ativan, Xanax? I mean, the list is huge. Of medications that are on, so that's also creating this vicious cycle of not getting well. And so we have to always remember that when people present us with these symptoms, the first thing we always got to say is let's try to get the pain reduced and let's get them some sleep before we can do anything else because they're not even going to listen to you. If you're in pain and you haven't had any sleep, are you going to listen to it?
Absolutely not. I mean, it's not, you're, first of all, you're not even functioning.
Right.
And I think we all know the devastation. Well, maybe we don't all. Maybe, Ronnie, Dr. Roddy, we need to take a few moments and just talk about the effects of not getting enough sleep. Let's just take a moment and breathe here And let's talk about what happens to the brain and the body when we don't get enough sleep. Because I think we need to be there.
Right. Did you know, I didn't even know this, that March is a National Sleep Awareness Month? I mean, literally, millions of people are not sleeping. Sleep loss costs our country billions of dollars in lost productivity in the workforce. And people don't realize it, but there's a huge death rate because of people who don't sleep. You try driving somewhere without getting any sleep. I bet you're praying the entire way there.
Right.
You know, so sleep creates a lot of problems. It creates not only fatigue, but it creates the ability to think appropriately and accurately because you're not making great decisions. It's horrible on your immune system when you don't sleep. It taxes your digestive system so you don't process your food correctly. So there's a lot of devastating effects that happen to you when you don't sleep. Your breathing's not correct. You have heart palpitations. You know, all of these things happen when you don't get enough sleep. And what people do is they go have sugar, don't they?
First
thing that happens when you don't sleep is you go have sugar. And sleep has been said from many researchers that we need more amino acids. Now, amino acids is the breakdown of protein. So if we need more amino acids, why are we running to sugar? We need our adrenals to function correctly. And when we have the amino acids, and that's why babies sleep a lot, you know, that's why babies sleep a lot, because they're drinking amino acids all day, okay? So when we have an adrenal insufficiency or adrenal problem, which means we're going to have a disturbance in our sleep, we're going to have a disturbance in our energy, and we're going to have some people have nightmares, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough oxygen that's going to their brain. So not only is their immune system depressed, but their neurological, their mind, their brain is depressed. So how do you fight the underlying co-infections that we were talking about or the viral infections that we're talking about when your immune system is not working appropriately and you're not getting sleep? Do you see the vicious cycle here?
I do.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, what came first, but I do know that there's this whole vicious cycle going around chronic fatigue syndrome. And so a lot of doctors throw their hands up and go, well, what are your symptoms? And they're either going to give you some Prozac or maybe some Xanax or Ativan or Ambien because they don't know what else to do. Because your symptoms are all over the place, and you can't give them the symptoms that are underlying. Like, you don't even worry about your joint pains at that point because your brain's not working. And that's why we go back to the fact that you still need a team approach, because you're going to need the rheumatologist to deal with your pain in your joints, and you're going to need the physical therapist to get you back walking correctly so you can have some movement. That's called movement therapy. And then you're going to need your medical doctor to deal with the co-infections, and you're going to be lucky if they find the co-infections, because a lot of times they're not sure what to test for because there's a lot of latent viruses, like I was saying, and I'm sure it's different with different people. And just like the almost a million people out there with this thing, everyone's symptomatology is different.
Well,
see what I'm saying?
Well, Dr. Ronnie, this is why you started out the conversation earlier by saying chronic fatigue syndrome is complicated. It's complicated.
Very, mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's no denying, though, for people that have it and are experiencing it, you know, getting up and getting out of bed and starting their day is tough. And yet most mm-hmm. of the people walking around with chronic fatigue are people that need to go to jobs, that have families. I mean, it really becomes a problem. You know, as you said before, it really is a disaster to a lifestyle.
It really is. And, you know, the feelings of guilt and isolation that I get when they come to the retreat, you know, the one thing that is very painful, and I'll never forget this one lady, she worked in the senator's office. very confidential. And I remember, I don't know if I told you this, but I remember walking to the retreat and one of my staff was sitting on her bed and she had a comb and a brush and I was looking like my eyes got really big and I'm like looking at them like, what's going on in here? And she's combing her hair and the poor lady's like hysterically crying and my staff going, I'm sorry, you're getting out of this bed. I'm combing your hair. You get in the shower. You're not going to roll over and die here. The lady was just devastated. She was devastated. She felt guilty. She felt isolated. And this is a woman that helped run our country. Mm. And the one of the feelings of feeling lonely, let me tell you about lonely. You feel lonely when people look at you and think that everything in your world is okay. And you're not able to tell them any second now I'm getting ready to fall apart because I'm so sick. But you got to fake it all day. And then when you go home, most of these people hit the bottle or hit the bed or open up the bottle of pills. So it's a devastating disease. And I think the loneliness and the frustration is even that makes it even more devastating because you don't have anybody to share these feelings with. And that's why I say education is the best way to communicate to people who don't understand or are somewhat cynical. The other thing is support groups. I can't talk enough about support groups. We save a lot of lives through our support groups. Because in order for you to get the kind of help that you need, you need to start talking about it.
Right.
You've got to tell people that you have this.
Right. Well, you know, this is really part of the, first of all, you have to tell people you have it, but you have to tell the right people. And this is something I want to talk about when we come back. Because if you've been, and Dr. Ronnie, you and I have been here, right? Where we've tried to explain to our family and friends what's going on. And I don't know about you, but I know, you know, right away, some folks have said to me, are you just under stress?
Yeah.
You're just stressed. You're just too stressed out.
I know.
You do that stupid radio show.
Yeah.
You know, you're stressed out about that. Because, you know, first of all, this is what they used to say, which was actually the truth back then. You say, you don't know what you're doing. You're just doing it. And you're all stressed out about it. Get a real job. Get a real job, Dr. Pat. Get a real job.
God, I'm laughing so hard because I hear the same thing, you know.
Dr. Ronnie, get a job.
I hate it when they say, you're just stressed out.
You're just stressed out.
Well,
I'll tell you what. You want to know what will stress me out more than anything? Tell me that I'm just stressed out. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what actions you could take. Where do you start with chronic fatigue syndrome? How do you get some relief from it? And what is it about the 5-day retreat that Dr. Ronnie is running that is going to be able to help you, your friends, your family, and everyone? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And who loves and cherishes and cares for me? Is that you?
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Ronnie DeLuz joining me here today. Check it out. Go to www.mv, that's for Martha's Vineyard, mvholisticretreat.com. That's mvholisticretreat.com. Or you can go to www.21poundsin21days.com/page. And you could do that as well. But most importantly, you want to go to her site to find out about how to clean up our bodies and get things going. You're the 5-day escape. And so May 21st to the 25th. And it's great. Dr. Ronnie has put together a multitude of different programs for folks out there, different retreats for different people, different needs, and how to get things going. Today we're talking about chronic fatigue syndrome and insomnia, which is a disaster to your lifestyle, how it changes your lifestyle. And, you know, Dr. Ronnie specializes in chronic conditions of all kinds. And so having gone through all of the stages of this herself, muscle pain, memory, headaches, weight problems, sleep problems, you name it, she's come now as an advocate. Went back to school and is one of the most sought after naturopaths around, and very good reason. Sits there in Martha's Vineyard, beautiful, beautiful place, awesome place. And people come to see her from all over the world. Dr. Ronnie, thank you for taking on this topic. You're right. I mean, you said before the break, you have to talk to people. And we were kind of joking about it. And, you know, I mean, my friends get it now pretty much. So I don't get much of that. You're just too stressed kind of thing going on. Maybe Linda will tell me that I'm too stressed about something. But the other thing is that, you know, I blew up to 100 pounds heavier than I am now. In 2008, I was 100 pounds heavier than I am now.
Were you on a medication that created that?
Not only was I on medication that created it, but my cells stopped working. You know, there's only so much the cells can do.
Right, exactly.
But for somebody that doesn't know what's going on,
right,
that is devastating. And then you feel ashamed.
Yes.
And then you feel guilt. And you get your partner looking at you like, oh, my God, what are you doing, eating pizzas late at night or something?
I know.
Right? Because people, they want to come back and say, well, you know, maybe you're just not eating the right things. But let's talk about what people can do, how to talk about this, and then some actions folks may be able to take to get the process started.
You know, the first thing I always tell people, you know, that I always say, let's get the pain down and let's get some sleep. But there are certain nutrients that you can take that will help. And you know, people probably don't know about these nutrients, but, you know, L-carnitine, acetyl L-carnitine helps a lot of people with their energy. And of course, you know, glutathione is a big thing now. So
yeah.
Glutathione sublingually. I do glutathione IV. And magnesium is a great nutrient that helps. B12, of course, you know, helps with your energy. And you just really need an overall basic vitamins that have A, B, C, and D. You know, we have a lot of low vitamin D in our society nowadays. But if you actually get a vitamin and mineral panel, the first thing we have to do is get our nutritional status back to homeostasis, back in harmony. That's the first thing. And the other thing is that we have to look at our hormones, because at a certain age, and even men have hormonal problems as well. They have low testosterone. But, you know, we have to get that under control. And then we also have to realize that no matter how tired we feel, it becomes a vicious cycle if you don't get out of bed. You have to get out of bed, and you really need the oxygen. And the only way to get the oxygen is to circulate. You have to exercise. You have to walk. If you can't get on the bike, because I understand a lot of CF, chronic fatigue syndrome, clients can't get on a bike. You can't run really, you can't really walk fast. But
no.
Walk slow, down to the corner and back. Something to get your oxygen levels going. You'd be surprised how much better you'll feel if you do that. And for sleep, and I say this a lot for people who can't sleep, but they don't get it. But if you can't sleep, you have to learn how to deep breathe and do visualization. It took me years before I got my sister to visualize something peaceful, something boring. And she told me once, and I laughed so hard, she said, well, why can't you sleep? She said, well, I'm visualizing something really peaceful. And I said, what is it? She says, well, I'm looking up at the sky, and the birds are flying. And I'm going, the birds are flying. How are you going to sleep with birds flying?
Mm.
That's not what I mean. Something boring that doesn't move. You have to visualize beauty and peace, not birds flying. That gives you energy. So, you know, and people don't recognize what that feels like when they're laying there. When you're laying there and your body's under, it's almost like your body's shaking. It's called overstimulation. That's what it's called, overstimulation. So what you have to actually do is teach your body how to calm down. The last thing you want to do is drink caffeine, alcohol, or smoke a cigarette and go to bed.
Mm.
And you want to make sure that you're sleeping in a well-ventilated or circulating room with oxygen. I have an ozone machine in my room. The other thing you want to do is you want to practice deep breathing right before you go to sleep. And you want to make sure it's in a comfortable bed with lots of pillows and just hug yourself. You want to hug yourself with lots of pillows and different blankets. And I think nice, calming music. Learn to have the voice of a nice, calming, and soothing music. And you practice that, pretty soon the neurological system catches on. But you can't try it once or twice and then give up and say, that doesn't work for me. And also, don't forget the hot chamomile tea. I love chamomile tea. It does calm me down. Magnesium calms you down. The best magnesium that I like is that powdered drink called Calm.
Yes.
I take a teaspoon of Calm. I put it in a little bit of warm water. Then I put, you know, because it fizzes. And then I put more warm water on and I drink it like tea. It really calms the nervous system down. You start with that. And I'm telling you, you practice these things and you will get a good night's sleep. If you don't for a few nights, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it.
Mm.
It does work. Visualize something so nice. And I think the other thing that people have to understand is during the day, you have to do something that's going to tire you out so that by the time nighttime comes, you'll be able to sleep. So during the day, if you feel fatigued, you know you have to have green drinks, green vegetable juices, because that gives you a lot of nutrition during the day. It also gives you energy. It gives you oxygen. And as far as food is concerned, you never want to eat a big, large meal and forget the refined carbohydrates, because if nothing robs you more of energy, it is sugar and refined carbohydrates. No white flour, no sugar, no white bread, no crackers, no cookies, no cake, and forget the soda. Because these types of foods not only decrease your immune system, but it also causes problems with your digestive system. It helps your digestive system to grow more yeast, and it causes a rapid rise in your blood sugar so that you get all this energy. I call it false energy. You get this false energy, and then after an hour or two, your blood sugar comes zooming down, which is called hypoglycemia, and now you're tired and you're ready to go to sleep. But you can't sleep. Horrible feeling. So the way you want to have your nutrition is you want to eat small meals throughout the day. And I don't like to use the word meals. People think that you have to sit down and have like chicken and broccoli and baked potatoes and piece of bread and a glass of milk. No, what I'm talking about is you have one thing or no more than two things at a time. Like maybe for lunch you just have some vegetables, and maybe 2 hours later you have a couple of boiled eggs. Maybe 2 hours later you have a handful of nuts.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 hours later you have a salad. Maybe 2 hours later you have a green juice. You see what I'm saying? So your body's digesting these small meals throughout the day. That's what keeps your energy stable, and it keeps your bloodstream in harmony. And it's not like this big, huge meal and your body have to digest. You don't even have energy to get up. So why do you think you have energy to digest all this food?
Well, why do you think you have energy to cook all the food?
Well,
you know, that's what I'm talking about. Because, you know, you got to come up with a plan that's going to work.
I
know that we have been so fatigued that the idea of getting up and cooking anything just doesn't work. So the kinds of meals you're talking about, A, you can prepare them in advance.
Right.
B, you can, you know, pretty much green drink is a green drink. It's powder in water.
That's right.
So there are things people can do so that they can build up their stamina a little bit.
Exactly.
And this is sometimes this gets to be a family affair as well. And the reason I say that is, you know, we talked about how do you talk to the family. When we come back, Dr. Ronnie, I would love for you to give our listeners some advice. How do we talk to our family and friends when we're not well? How do we do it in a way that's going to create the win-win for everyone? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce joining us here today. Wow. You know, Dr. Ronnie, thank you for taking this on. I think that anybody out there that has been suffering with anything chronic, we have one of our listeners, I know she's called in before. She's been battling, I think, Lyme disease for quite some time, and you know, some people, fibromyalgia, I mean, MS, we could go down the list, Dr. Ronnie. But the point is, you know, we're talking about people that are so precious to us and have gone through the emotional, the psychological, and the physical, and in some cases, the spiritual deterioration of their lives. Right. And, you know, finally now we're doing a show like this. Because there are ways to get the message out there. And, you know, the toughest part for me was early on. First of all, I didn't know what I should say to people because I didn't know what was going on with me. You know, I went through on April 1st in 2004. By the time I was done delivering a workshop, my ankle was the size of a grapefruit. And I thought I had sprained it. And I went to many doctors and got many diagnoses and went on to get a diagnosis and didn't find out till years later what was really going on. But by that point, it wasn't just my ankle that was the size of a grapefruit. But it's hard to know how to talk to our family and our loved ones, Dr. Ronnie, isn't it?
It's very, very hard. And, you know, the one thing that I always say about my staff here, and I say it to my clients all the time, if you just sent me someone that went to Harvard, looks really good, and maybe the smartest person around, I wouldn't trade my staff in for, like, I wouldn't trade my one staff in for 10 of them. Because the one of the things that you have to have, and I try to teach families to do, when they have a loved one that's ill, sometimes you don't know what to say, and that's okay. But guess what you can do? You can just sit with them. Just be with them. Well, the other thing you can do is you can say, I don't know what to say. And I don't know what to do for you. But I'm going to be here when you need me. And really, really mean that, because that is really important to them. The fact that you can just sit still with them until they are ready to talk to you. That is the hardest thing to do with a sick person. Is just sit and be silent. Don't have to talk all the time, because some of these people, it's painful to even hear you talk. I've had a client here, she said, please don't talk. Just sit. And that's what you can do. You don't have to feel like you have to do something. And because someone says no to food, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do their laundry. Just because someone says no, I'm doing okay today, doesn't mean you shouldn't pick up, do an errand or two. You know, these are the things that they remember. I remember the small things, and I laugh a lot because I know I couldn't snap out of it when I was sick. Yeah. But because my girlfriend told me to snap out of it, and this was like 20 years ago, and I'm still remembering what she said. I could not snap out of it. I didn't know what she even means by snap out. I wanted to snap out of it, but guess what? She went out and she bought me new curtains, and she had somebody bring me flowers and painted my room. I got sicker. But you know what? The point is that she did something, and I still remember today. It was the wrong thing, but she did
Yeah.
They just want you to be there with them until they're ready to talk to you. Because sometimes you just need an ear.
Yeah.
You just need for people to hear you. And then already you feel better.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing I recommend also is, and I found this interesting in my case, is, you know, sometimes you need to go get therapeutic help and see a professional. Because
yes.
when you don't know what's going on in your body, you do feel like you're going a little crazy.
You do.
You really do.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to really go talk to a third party that's neutral.
That's right.
You know, not family or friends who do want you to snap out of it because we're scaring them.
Right.
I scared the people in my life.
I know.
I did.
I know.
I mean, it was kind of like, wow, what is going on with you?
Right.
And why can't you just fix it? And my alternative to try to fix it on the surface was go out there and get a whole bunch of medication, you know, mm-hmm. that covered the symptoms.
Right.
But I had to do that to get some temporary relief because it does affect your job, your relationship,
everything.
And everything else.
Everything.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I know that, and you say this, when people should go out and they should get therapy, but this disease is a type of a disease that creates isolation.
Absolutely.
And it creates guilt, and you hide.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You're afraid to go out to talk to your peers and your colleagues and
yeah.
your professional friends. Because we all have professional friends
yes.
that help other people, but yet we always feel like they can't help us.
Right. No, that's true.
You
no,
know,
that's
and
true.
So I think that until we can get over that, we're going to always have some serious issues around this chronic disease. And again, join the support group. You
yeah.
will never, ever be upset about joining a support group.
Not at all. I mean, that's a great idea to do that because you do have to have people that you can talk to. Otherwise, you start to think, well, maybe this is psychosomatic.
Right. Maybe I'm crazy. Right.
Yeah. Maybe I just psychosomatically put on those 100 pounds.
Exactly.
Maybe I am.
Maybe I am lazy. Because
yeah, maybe that's a big one.
Like
maybe I am lazy. Maybe I am, you know, I don't want to work. You know what? When you're in that much pain, go try to go to the gym and get on an elliptical machine. You know, so you have to start somewhere. You and I should do a show on exercise, the type of exercises people can do that have these chronic symptoms. Let's you and I do a show on that.
That'd be great.
Because I've got a bag of tricks on this one.
So do I. You know I do too.
All right, Dr. Ronnie, we're going to do that show. And it's fun. Actually, I can tell you how to do chair or sofa Zumba. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini Yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you living your life with grace in you? How about creating a gratitude time just for yourself each day, using the magnificent power of gratitude combined with your time? May enhance the quality of your life tremendously. The essence of gratitude vibrates at a very high frequency, and by taking time bathing in gratitude each day, you will transform your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, and your results like magic. By writing your 5 gratitudes a day in your journal, you open yourself up to new possibilities to live your life to the fullest. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your gratitude journal and bungee bookmark infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body. With Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels, Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.